dear people who keep company with God. I have heard the word contend used more in the last months than in the total of all my Christian life. I believe this is a now word to the body of Christ. What does it mean for us? I believe Jude gives a key scripture on contending that helps explain what the Lord is emphasizing at this time. Jude 3. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about our coming salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints. The word Jude used for contend means to engage as a combatant. We are in a time of mobilization for combat. God is calling up all the body of Christ into active duty. Jude tells us we are to contend earnestly for the faith. We are fighting for faith, as faith and patience are the avenues by which we receive the promises of God. Hebrews 6:12. Andrew Moyo, who was used significantly to transform his home country of Uganda, tells this enlightening story in his book, Working the Works of God. Several years ago, I had a financial quandary. I talked with my mentor about what to do to get the need met. I thought he was going to give me some ideas on how to raise money or lay hands on me and pray a very long, intense prayer, calling the miracle of provision to take place in my life. But in response to my prayer request, he simply said, "Brother, you don't have a financial quandary. You have a faith crisis." Many of us find ourselves in a full-blown crisis of faith. God is working to get our attention. A spiritual shift is happening, and we must heed a great lesson from David's life, lest we find ourselves in the wrong place at the wrong time with disastrous consequences. 2 Samuel 11:1. Then it happened in the spring, at the time when kings go out to battle, and David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the sons of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed at Jerusalem. In a very short time, David went up on the roof and saw another man's wife bathing. Sorrow and hurt await us when we do not go out to battle at the appointed time. I have warned many of our guys to stay off the roof, but now I see it is more than simply staying off the roof. It is a time for courage, true commitment, and sacrifices for the purposes of God in this nation. If we will go to battle and fight for our faith, the roof and who is on it will not be an issue. Psalms 78:9-10. The sons of Ephraim were archers equipped with bows, yet they turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. Think about it like this. God considers it a breaking of His covenant with Him when we withdraw in the day of battle. Jude gives us some practical ways we can daily contend for our faith. Jude 20:23. He tells us to build ourselves up by praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in tongues actually builds up, strengthens, and invigorates our inner man. Then he tells us to stay in the love of God as faith works through love. Galatians 5:6. Finally, we are to wait expectantly for the mercy of the Lord to be manifested in our lives and extend this mercy to others. I cannot remember a time where the need for mercy has ever been greater in our nation. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.